Psychological Archetype in Zodiac, Part 1. Let us explore what kind of psychological archetypes are activated with each planet and the colors they take and show up as in personality in each zodiac sign. Let us begin with the Sun. Sun in Aries, the maverick or the executor. In Aries, the Sun blazes with raw initiative. This isn't a patient leader, it's the bold spearhead. When identity forms here, it's about proving courage through doing, not theorizing. The sense of self gets defined through impact, action, and a trail of new beginnings. The Sun in Aries activates the maverick, pushing for independence, rebellion against norms, and an inner drive to be first. If channeled into work or leadership, it becomes the executor, efficient, brave, and determined to hit targets. These individuals are great at initiating, but must consciously develop follow-through. In practice, this Sun type thrives in crisis leadership, startups, or fast response industries where speed and boldness are rewarded. Sun in Taurus, the pragmatist or the guardian. When the Sun moves into Taurus, fire meets earth and the identity becomes anchored in value, stability, and consistency. Here, the Sun glows with patient strength rather than impulsive fire. This placement nurtures the pragmatist, someone who finds deep satisfaction in what is reliable, useful, and real. They shine through steady routines, practical accomplishments, and environments where beauty meets function. If their environment involves nurturing others or protecting resources, the guardian archetype activates, focusing on preservation, loyalty, and consistency. In practice, this Sun shows up in people who are trusted stewards, financial advisors, architects, farmers, product designers, any role where something valuable needs to be built and protected over time. Sun in Gemini, the innovator or the strategist. In Gemini, the Sun becomes airy and flexible. Identity is formed through mental agility and social contact. It constantly reshapes itself through communication. These individuals light up when they're learning, connecting, or explaining. The innovator emerges easily, playing with ideas, words, and perspectives, often blending humor and insight. When they're more structured or long-term in focus, the strategist archetype takes over, someone who builds mental maps, connects moving parts, and makes intellectual sense of chaos. Practically, this Sun type excels in roles involving writing, media, design, communication strategy, or product innovation. They thrive when surrounded by stimulation, variety, and evolving information. Sun in Cancer, the diplomat or the guardian. When the Sun is in Cancer, identity becomes emotional and nurturing. Power comes not from assertion, but from care, empathy, and emotional intelligence. These individuals often lead from behind, creating safety, protecting what they love, and influencing through subtlety rather than spotlight. The diplomat shows up here as the emotional negotiator, sensitive to nuance, focused on peace, harmony, and mutual support. If the focus is on home, legacy, or holding space for others, the guardian emerges, one who protects their tribe with quiet, unshakable devotion. In the real world, this Sun thrives in therapeutic spaces, community work, food, hospitality, or family-centered businesses. Any space where emotional safety, belonging, and care are central. Psychological archetype in Zodiac Part 2. Continuing our exploration of how the Sun expresses through the zodiac signs, let us now move from Leo to Scorpio. Sun in Leo, the catalyst or the visionary. In Leo, the Sun is at home. This is where it reigns. Identity becomes regal, expressive, and intensely personal. Here, the individual shines brightest when they are admired for their authenticity and creativity. The catalyst archetype gets activated through their charisma and ability to uplift others. They become a source of inspiration, leading by presence and storytelling. When vision and purpose become central, the visionary emerges, someone who brings ideals to life with dramatic flair and a sense of nobility. In real life, this Sun thrives in positions of visible leadership, teaching, theater, creative direction, politics, or coaching, roles where they're seen as the heart of the system, giving others the courage to express themselves too. Sun in Virgo, the executor or the strategist. In Virgo, the Sun steps away from grandeur and turns toward precision. Here, identity is expressed through utility, skill, and service. Recognition doesn't come from the spotlight, but from getting it exactly right. The executor is the dominant archetype, showing up as methodical, precise, and unshakably disciplined. When this energy turns inward and abstract, the strategist comes forward, designing systems that bring order to chaos. This sun doesn't demand applause, it wants results. In the workplace, these individuals become excellent project managers, systems analysts, healers, or consultants, quietly holding the spine of the operation with calm competence and unmatched detail orientation. Sun in Libra, the reformer or the arbitrator. Libra brings balance, grace, and diplomacy to the solar identity. The self gets shaped not in isolation, but through relationships and the mirror of others. When refined and idealistic, the reformer steps in, someone who wants to change systems for fairness, beauty, and ethical alignment. If their focus is on peacekeeping and decision-making, the arbitrator emerges, balancing opposing forces with a clear ethical mind. These individuals shine in negotiation, law, aesthetics, or leadership through collaboration. In practice, this sun is often seen in those who manage partnerships, design elegant solutions, or lead by creating harmony, where interpersonal balance becomes the greatest form of power. Sun in Scorpio, the maverick or the visionary. In Scorpio, the sun steps into the underworld of intensity, transformation, and hidden power. Identity is forged in secret fires, through crisis, deep emotional commitment, and strategic endurance. The maverick here operates behind the scenes, challenging systems with laser precision. They question power and reinvent it from the core. If the Scorpio sun develops farsightedness and inner stillness, the visionary arises, one who sees the long game, sensing how power must transform to stay relevant. Practically, these individuals are suited for psychology, research, crisis management, and leadership roles where discretion and transformation are key. They don't seek the spotlight. They become the force that changes what the spotlight shines on. Psychological archetype in Zodiac, part 3. Let us now complete the journey of the sun through the remaining signs. Sagittarius to Pisces, each bringing out a unique archetypal color in how identity and purpose are expressed. Sun in Sagittarius, the architect or the reformer. In Sagittarius, the sun takes on an expansive, optimistic glow. Here, the self is shaped by belief systems, wisdom, and the pursuit of truth. The architect arises as someone who builds mental and moral frameworks, institutions, policies, or life philosophies that endure and guide others. The reformer appears when there's a call to improve society, especially through education, justice, or spiritual growth. These individuals lead with their ideals, often speaking and teaching with conviction. In practice, they flourish as thought leaders, mentors, or spiritual guides, where they can align the practical with the philosophical and energize others with their clarity of purpose. Sun in Capricorn, the administrator or the arbitrator. Capricorn brings a disciplined and structured edge to the sun. Identity here is built on endurance, responsibility, and achieving results through long-term vision. The administrator becomes the backbone of any system, someone who thrives on precision, deadlines, and duty. If moral decisions or leadership under pressure are involved, the arbitrator takes form, someone who delivers justice through reason and resilience. This placement often shows up in executives, policymakers, auditors, or operations leaders, people whose reputation is built on competence, consistency, and clarity under pressure. The power of this sun lies in doing what needs to be done, even if no one is watching. Sun in Aquarius, the visionary or the innovator. In Aquarius, the sun becomes a collective light. Identity here is future-facing and wired into humanity's evolution. The visionary archetype expresses through futuristic ideals, social progress, and original frameworks that can change the world. When their focus is more dynamic and playful, the innovator emerges, driven by originality, experimentation, and intellectual freedom. This sun does not conform, it disrupts with purpose. In practice, this personality flourishes in tech, reform movements, education, or research, any domain where systems are being upgraded or society is being challenged to move forward. They feel most alive when helping others wake up to new ways of being. Sun in Pisces, the creator or the diplomat. Pisces softens and spiritualizes the sun's fire. Identity here dissolves into the ocean of empathy, imagination, and transcendence. The creator archetype expresses through emotional artistry, turning pain, dreams, or visions into healing forms. When oriented toward others, the diplomat shines through, bridging emotional worlds, healing wounds, and harmonizing energies that others can't quite name. This sun thrives where the intangible matters, in music, art, healing, film, therapy, and spiritual practice. Their leadership doesn't come through command. It flows through presence, emotion, and inner stillness. Their power is poetic, subtle, and profoundly transformative when expressed with self-trust. This concludes the solar archetype journey through the 12 signs, each placement unlocking a different intelligence, identity lens, and archetypal path. The sun may be one light, but it casts 12 very different shadows, each shaped by where and how we stand under it.
Psychological Archetype of the Sun by House, Part 1. How the sun's placement by house reveals the core psychological drive, sense of identity, and leadership expression through life arenas, independent of zodiac sign characteristics. Sun in the first house, the embodied leader or the self-definer. When the sun rises in the first house, the sense of identity is front and center, shaping a personality that naturally seeks visibility, self-definition, and purposeful direction. The embodied leader archetype appears in those who feel most alive when expressing their individuality through their physical presence, choices, and authority. The self-definer emerges in those who carry a quiet, even unconscious sense that they are meant to chart their own path, often influencing others by simply being authentic. This sun grants charisma and vitality, but its challenge is ego inflation, or the pressure to constantly prove oneself through personal success. Sun in the second house, the value builder or the grounded stabilizer. Here, the sun shines on self-worth, resources, and material stability. The individual defines themselves through what they build, protect, and possess, be it wealth, talent, or tradition. The value builder archetype arises in those who gain confidence by creating tangible value, earning, saving, and accumulating, not just for security, but for identity reinforcement. The grounded stabilizer is the one who expresses leadership through consistency and reliability, anchoring others with their presence and principles. This sun excels in financial or heritage-based roles, but its challenge lies in over-identification with material success or resistance to change. Sun in the third house, the communicator or the network catalyst. With the sun in the third, the mind becomes the vehicle for identity. Thought, language, and immediate environment are where this person shines. The communicator archetype thrives through learning, teaching, writing, or speaking, using the mind to assert individuality. The network catalyst emerges when the person becomes a central figure in local or sibling dynamics, naturally organizing or influencing peer groups. This placement excels in education, media, and entrepreneurship. Its challenge is dispersal, trying to be heard in too many directions, or losing depth through constant motion. Sun in the fourth house, the inner monarch, or the emotional anchor. Here, the sun retreats inward, rooting identity in emotional foundations, family, and private life. The inner monarch archetype expresses a quiet but firm sense of legacy, often feeling destined to restore, protect, or uphold family tradition or emotional safety. The emotional anchor shows up as someone who leads from behind the scenes, offering warmth, loyalty, and depth from a centered place. This sun often rises to power later in life or in intimate spaces, not public stages. Its challenge is emotional entanglement with the past or deriving self-worth solely from familial roles. Psychological Archetype of the Sun by House, Part 2. Sun in the fifth house, the creator or the radiant mentor. When placed in the fifth house, the sun seeks expression through creativity, joy, and legacy. The creator archetype flourishes here, channeling identity through art, performance, romance, or children. Life becomes a canvas to shine upon. The radiant mentor emerges when this person shares their brilliance through teaching, coaching, or guiding the younger generation, gaining fulfillment from inspiring others to express themselves. This sun thrives in artistic, educational, and leadership roles where imagination and individuality are celebrated. Its challenge is vanity or ego dependence on applause, leading to emotional highs and lows tied to external validation. Sun in the sixth house, the disciplined servant or the systemic leader. In the sixth house, the sun expresses itself through service, precision, and routine. The disciplined servant archetype leads by showing up, mastering process, improvement, and care in daily life. The systemic leader emerges when this person finds purpose in designing or fixing systems, whether in health, workplace, or service environments. Their light shines through consistency, responsibility, and refinement. This son excels in healthcare administration, consulting, or training. Its challenge is feeling under-acknowledged, struggling with invisibility while serving others, or burning out from carrying excessive responsibility without recognition. Sun in the seventh house, the relational authority or the mirror leader. With the sun in the seventh house, identity is shaped through partnership and reflection. The relational authority archetype shines through equal, committed bonds, leading within or through relationships, be it personal or professional. The mirror leader emerges in those who help others recognize their own power, often becoming known through alliances, clients, or public relationships. This sun excels in diplomacy, law, therapy, or collaborative ventures. Its challenge is codependency or identity diffusion, losing the self in the other, or depending on external validation to feel real. Sun in the eighth house, the transformer or the hidden power holder. The sun in the eighth house burns behind closed doors, illuminating the unconscious, taboo, or transformative dimensions of life. The transformer archetype is drawn to death and rebirth processes, empowered by crisis, emotional depth, or hidden knowledge. The hidden power holder emerges when influence is wielded quietly through psychological insight, financial control, or energetic presence. This sun thrives in psychology, finance, esoterica, or trauma work. Its challenge is trust and visibility, fearing exposure or power misuse, and sometimes hiding one's identity behind intensity or secrecy. Psychological archetype of the sun by house, part 3. Sun in the ninth house, the guiding light or the visionary teacher. In the ninth house, the sun seeks truth, purpose, and expansion through wisdom. The guiding light archetype embodies leadership through philosophy, spirituality, or law. Someone who brings clarity and direction by connecting the dots between higher knowledge and lived experience. The visionary teacher emerges when this person dedicates themselves to mentoring others on their personal or intellectual journeys, often becoming a symbolic father or cultural bridge. This sun thrives in academia, publishing, spiritual teaching, or diplomacy. Its challenge is ideological rigidity or moral superiority, mistaking belief for identity or guidance for authority. Sun in the 10th house, the executive or the public luminary. This is one of the most prominent placements for the sun. In the 10th house, identity is built through career, reputation, and public legacy. The executive archetype thrives on leadership, decision-making, and structure, earning respect through competence and visible achievement. The public luminary emerges when this person naturally rises to visibility, drawn to roles where they influence the collective or represent institutions. This sun excels in governance, business, or public service. Its challenge is pressure, tying self-worth to status or success, and struggling to feel seen without external validation or recognition. Sun in the 11th house, the community beacon, or the network organizer. With the sun in the 11th house, the focus shifts to collective progress, social causes, and larger networks. The community beacon archetype becomes a source of light within groups, someone who uplifts, unites, or inspires collective hope. The network organizer expresses leadership through systems of connection, building platforms, alliances, or movements. This sun thrives in social entrepreneurship, humanitarian work, media, or organizing. Its challenge is impersonality, defining identity solely through group causes or social impact, and struggling to know where the collective ends and the self begins. Sun in the 12th house, the mystic leader or the invisible flame. In the 12th house, the sun retreats into the inner world of spirit, dreams, and the unconscious. The mystic leader archetype leads through surrender, expressing authority through compassion, sacrifice, or transcendence rather than control. The invisible flame appears in those who serve from behind the curtain, fueling others quietly while tending to their own inner awakening. This sun thrives in healing, art, monastic work, or causes that involve the unseen and the universal. Its challenge is lack of recognition or unclear identity, feeling invisible in the outer world, yet burning brightly in the soul.